Welcome to the Prairie and Moore Gateway Press Talk. My name is Scott Wise, the host. Tonight's special guests are Jay Blackburn and Caitlin Sella from Northern Appalachian Paranormal Society. Jay and Caitlin will share some of their personal and team experiences from past investigations. Without further ado, let's welcome Caitlin and Jay to the show. Hello, guys.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Oh, sure. Yeah, this is
looking forward to it. To getting you guys on here. So, you want to start off the matter of which one and explain what got you interested in paranormal? Jay,
you want to start off?
It doesn't matter to me.
You know,
I'll change it. I'll do it first.
You do it then.
Okay, yeah. I'll do it. So I was born and raised in a house with a lot of paranormal activity. And so that became the normal to us. So kind of scared me until I was, you know, as I got older, had seen some apparitions in my house, saw some stuff move, saw things turn off and on, like heard toys going off. So we had a lot of experiences as kids. Freaked me out. And then probably in my teens, I started watching all the horror movies, started getting into the paranormal TV shows whenever I was in college, and then just finally said that was a bonding thing for my mom and I. And shortly after she got sick with pancreatic cancer, she and I, watching all the horror movies, watching all the TV shows, and then after she had passed, I said, you know what, this was something she wanted to do. So I joined up with Jay and some other guys about, 3 years ago, Jay? Something like that? Two or three years ago?
Yeah, it's been a little bit. Yeah, it's about 2 years, I think.
Something like right around COVID. And I'd done some investigations without them and finally said, I want a controlled group and see what I can learn. And been learning from these guys ever since. So I kind of do it in honor of my mother. Because
she couldn't.
And I just hope she's with me to protect me in some of these shadier areas.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure she is.
Yeah, she is. you got me all teary out there, Caitlin. Don't do that.
Man. True.
Yeah, I mean, you know, no, I'll go. I mean, that's cool. Unless you want to keep going. I mean,
that's my story there.
No, I'm Jay. I was born and raised in a little small town in Kentucky, Pikeville, Kentucky, which Caitlin's been there back in May. Yeah,
I've been there twice.
Yeah. So that was my hometown. And living in a small town like that, you know, anything paranormal, that's pretty much what we grew up with, you know, urban legends and stuff like that. And so I've been pretty much intrigued and more as an enthusiast since I was probably like 7 or 8 years old. And my mom's dad passed away in 1999. I just graduated high school, you know, I was afraid to have, you know, doing that, trying to figure out what I'm going to do with my life. And I pretty much, you know, that last year, you know, we spent pretty much the whole time taking care of him. And he ended up, you know, he was 80, had lung cancer. And the night we ended up burying him up, we have a family cemetery that was straight across from where I lived at. And that night, it was August. It was the beginning of August, I do believe. And if you've ever been in down in like Kentucky around August, it's hot, especially at night. Oh. It stays just humid. And the house I grew up in wasn't completely finished as a two-story house. So, you know, the room I was in was just more like half. We wasn't even done finishing building it. And that night I felt, you know, like one of those big comfortable sets, you know, those real thick blankets. Like I said, it was probably 80-some degrees, 70-some degrees. It was just hot. I had two fans going, you know, we had ACs going, it still didn't help. And I felt this thing, this blanket to go over top of me, and it started tucking me in. And I jumped up. I saw the shadow figure standing in front of my bed that was the same height and the same width of my grandfather. And he just walked that back down the steps, and you didn't hear no footsteps, anything. So that kind of got my mind going, like, what was that? Because I asked my mom and dad if it was them, and they was like, no. I ended up waking them up by turning on my light and yelling at them. And so that kind of, like I said, that intrigued me. And then I go and say 2005, 2006, I was going through, you know, the channels and stuff, and I saw this, you know, this new show came out on Sci-Fi Channel, you know, and these guys actually had a team. They're out looking, you know. I'm saying, what is this? And they came back at Ghost Hunter or something. These guys got a really cool idea. And I didn't really, you know, put two and two together, so I kept on watching and stuff. And then me and my wife met up probably 2009, 10, in that area, probably around the end of it, really. It's been 12 years since we've been together, so I can barely remember, you know, when we actually went to dating. But, you know, I do remember when we got married, though, so I'm good. Right. But so me and her sat there, you know, we watched it, and we started talking, and we moved up here. And I told her, you know, I think it's time. I think it's really time to really start with what we've been talking about for all these years. And probably for the like first year or two, I was going out on myself representing the team that we made. And then, like Caitlin said, she came up. She, you know, wanted to learn some stuff. We have, what, like 18 other people. Most of them, you know, five of them's down south, and some of them's up here scattered around. So, you know, not all of us goes out on investigations. Usually it's probably like maybe 10 of us or less, usually that I go. So, but, and that's the biggest goal. I want these guys to learn. I don't want them to feel like I'm that, you know, that guy who, you know, who's going to sit there and push them to do stuff. I mean, if you want, you know, I tell them, right, if there's something you want to try, you try it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll tell you about how I start off. By the way, I got you beat in marriage to my adult wife, 22 years. I'm showing my age now. I just turned 55. Oh, God.
Not that far behind you, man. Yeah. I'm 43.
I did the same thing that you did. I mean, you were younger, we got that kind of stuff, libraries and stuff. And of course, back when I was in high school, they didn't have PCs yet, really. But it was like 2 years later when they started, you know, coming out with laptops and stuff. I mean, they had PCs a while, but laptops weren't really popular until like probably being in the 90s. Better ones, anyways. Yeah. So we had a VCR and VCR tapes, and then we had the Sony Handycams. All of those things. I still do that one now. I'm still 20 years old. I still use it. But yeah, I started off looking for a place in PA, and there was a group I got to hook up with. I was with them about a year. I brought my friend on to see if it's just and it's about the same time that the group signs were out too. I was doing a few years before that, you know, but then I started doing it more of the group setting, and I was with this group, and then they didn't start carrying any more head prompts at the actual founder. I'm not saying names or anything, but he just didn't really characters anymore, because we, at that time, we were doing clients, like residential cases, and he wouldn't do get stuff on time, because we do not be 2 or 3 weeks usually try to get together, because we had 4 or 5 people at that time. And like, well, I jump right on. I love doing EDP work. I do hours and hours. I love doing it. So it's not bothering me. You know, going to our evidence. Never did. So I just talk one friend and said, you know, I'm not wanting to get upset, but I think we gotta leave and start a group. So a year after that, we got another guy who's a tech guy from Dover, PA. And he joined us. He builds all kinds of stuff for us. And we were together 14 years, I guess. We got to do a lot of places. We did some more floppy ones, too. I think in his house.
I've been there.
Yeah, it's awesome, isn't it? I love it. We were there for a whole weekend. Yeah. We got some of the weirdest, creepiest, savvy rural in the woods, like. And it was really creepy. And we kept saying it was Bigfoot, because there was a whole bunch of them going off at once. And that's what the best evidence we got when we were up there. But I can play for you real quick, about a minute of it, if you want to hear it real quick. It starts off sounding like some messing recorder. We had a recorder out in the forest overnight, and then it sounds like some rattling, and you hear the rrr, into it, and then back in the background, you hear the woods like a howling, weird. It's a weird. I think it's weird recently you hear birds chirping too. So we figured out what's wrong. It was 3:04 o'clock in the morning. That goes. We played it back. But here we go. I'll throw up. It goes on for 3 minutes.
Yeah,
he hit right on the recorder.
Yeah, certain times it kind of reminds you like a dog trying to howl and bark at you. But once you really start listening to it, the just the deepness of it is.
And what's that? Has background.
Yeah, I really, I've heard dog howls and stuff like that, echoes, but that's. That's a really deep.
Yeah, that's a long time too.
Yeah, I play the whole thing. It's 3 minutes long.
Wow, that's something. I mean, it's
I think it's.
I mean, see, when it comes to Bigfoot, man. I mean, when I was younger, like I said, when I was like 7, 8, our little elementary school library had, books about Bigfoot, Loch Ness Monster, and stuff like that. So I was a strange one out of the whole bunch, I guess. And I always kept on reading it. But back in the mid-80s, when it comes to Bigfoot, they're hauling out, they always said it was out west. And I believed that for the longest time until I came this way. When I moved up north and I ran into some, a couple of locals and stuff, and they was talking about, yeah, man, you can go to a certain spot down on the southern side of the state, and you can get them stuff like that. And, you know, and I'm like, I've never heard of it, you know, being from, you know, leaving the West and coming all over here. And once I started really looking at it a little bit more in depth, I'm like, you know, these things are like, really, truthfully, they're all over the place. I mean, it's just something that, yeah, they get, you can't explain.
Right. And we got that, and oh, what the hell is that? And what we did, we tried to cover up bases and debunk it, and we even got a telephone book and looked for candles in the area. And there weren't any candles in the area. And that, and up there, then, I don't see a really name with her. It's definitely not a fox. And if it's a wolf, I still, it's, I don't know, I can't explain it. I sent it out to some people to listen to, and they never got back to me, so. But, yeah, that was a foot trip. Yeah, I think going back in the spring, I'd like to. Try to get some, I already have like basically two people on my group now I have out here. So I'm trying to collaborate with other groups to do stuff. But it's, yeah. Plus power you get, it's expensive hell go. Yeah, you know, some of these places.
Mm-hmm.
So, I usually pay. Yeah, I usually pay more than 100 at that place. But, yeah. Fun. Okay, you guys want to talk about, about the investigations? I don't know, you sent that video of that in the window?
Yes.
Which investigation was that?
That was at the Green, sorry. The Green County Historical Society and Museum.
Okay.
Originally, that was one of the poor farms in the state. And I think right around the early, like, 63, 64, I believe, when they pretty much shut down the county homes, that and all they moved across the road from it. If I'm not mistaken, me, you, and Matt was talking about that, I believe, Caitlin.
Yeah, I think they said that.
Yeah,
well, I don't think I was there, but that. Yeah,
moving across the road there. And then I think like a year after that, the Historical Society came in and bought the property, and they wanted to make it as a museum. And that video, we were still setting up. I mean, we was using another team's DVR system, which, you know, we still, you know, me and the, you know, the founder of that, we still talk. And, you know, we're going to go help them this weekend for a fundraiser with those guys. And we have a lot of fun. Those guys, they came out and helped us a couple weeks ago, and like I said, we was using his, and right before we, you know, take out the lights, we, you know, we always put like little glow sticks. We put them around the tripod so nobody can come up, knock them down, damage them.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, well, yeah, he comes up with some really cool stuff. And so one of the guys is in there. You see this thing just peek through and trying to see what's going on. And then it just vanishes. And, you know, the other guy comes in. So I played, you know, after we caught it, we almost deleted the whole thing because we didn't see anything. And lo and behold, you know, we had, two of them, Judy and Carrie, who's part of the team, and both of them is pretty much, you know, my leads, you know, when I'm not around and stuff like that. And I keep on telling them that, you know, if I'm not there, go for it, you know. And, well, Judy's husband, Dave, was one who caught this thing moving. And he was looking at, like, four different cameras at the same time. And then all of a sudden, he's like, guys, you need to come over and look at this. So we get done, we go over there, and he, you know, he zoomed it in. We were sitting there watching, and you just watch this thing come through, and I was ecstatic. You know, I told him, dude, out of everything I saw, the evidence you have, and then this, Alex, dude, we can't figure this out. So the day we went and done, I ended up going there and reviewing the evidence with them, me and the guy who was in the shop, went over and we tried to debunk and stuff. We thought somebody might have came from the door, the side door to the building. And it couldn't be possible. It's too far away from that one room. So I went back home after I sold it to him. And I mean, you know, I kept on playing. I was like, this is within 1 second, Alex. There was no way nobody can move that quick away from him for not seeing someone leave that room. And he never saw nobody. And then one of the staff members, you know, after she watched it again, she got up with me and she's like, Jay, I've seen this lady in this, I think it was like the bottom of the second floor. And she told me, she said, Jay, I've seen this lady like 3 days before you guys showed up on that same week.
Well, a place for you.
Yeah, it's an awesome place. It really is.
Best sounds like it. No. Pretty awesome.
So, well, there she is.
Yeah.
And here's our guy. That was it. Okay. And if you look on the stove, the old wood boarding stove right there.
Here, let me put on a loop here.
Right before she comes in.
Here. Okay.
Yeah. So if you look right there at the base of it, before she pops in, you'll see a shadow go past the stove, and then she'll come into view.
Okay. Yeah. We'll do it one more time. Two graphs.
Yeah. Can you see it go, like, Kelly behind it?
Yeah, definitely see it. You know, that's
real quick, ain't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it took me a little bit to find that shadow. Something's funny, and I was seeing that shadow, and she popped in. Passed. I was, holy crap.
Yeah. Wow. Good guess.
It really was. I was really ecstatic when they found that.
But Jay, we all know that Dave has such an eye for detail. If anybody's going to catch it, it's going to be them.
Yeah, he does.
With his background, he is so meticulous. He could pick out anything, slight movement.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, all three of them are like that, but Dave in particular.
Mm-hmm.
So, of all investigations, which one do you think was the most memorable, like with evidence or just?
It's kind of hard to sit there and say because.
See, I get everybody all the time. I always say it's a favorite place or something like that. That's every time I get to, because I'm not one place.
Okay, so. Pre me joining the team, I went to Waverly Hills, and that was amazing. And then I also went to Old Hospital on College Hill. And both of those places, I'm in healthcare. So with those both being in healthcare, those places always stick out to me because there was so much, as much negative as went on at each one of those places. You also had so much life, so much hope. Waverly, you know, they were innovative with all their tuberculosis things. And if it wasn't for places like Waverly Hills, we wouldn't have a lot of the treatments that we have, no matter how barbaric they seemed. But I think with the team, I'm going to have to say, was it Licking County Jail? And probably Greene County or Hillview, just because we frequent those places. But Old Lincoln County Jail was, we got some interesting.
We just had fun that night. You just can't really show that, you know, live or anything like that. It might offend some people.
Yeah, we did Burlington County Jail before. They're fun.
That was a cool place. I definitely want to go back over there too. I mean,
we had the nicest guy that was our guide and always ensured our safety because it wasn't like the best the time of the night. There was a lot of stuff that was going on, but for every floor we had something different. Mm-hmm. Like just so much different interaction, whether it was audio and Jay and I, neither one of us are big into the SLS camera. We had caught some interesting things with that against the wall. So it had nothing to map it out. And it was just so much fun. Like, even though that place had a lot of dark stuff that happened, it was still cool because we had fun interactions with them. Because when we go into a place, we make it lighthearted. We joke around. We try to get them involved in conversations. And we don't sit there and talk about, you know, how'd you die? Or why did you do this? Or, you know, why'd you hang yourself? Like, that's not the type of people we are. We don't try to focus on the negative.
I'm not afraid of that.
Yeah, I think you end up getting so much more positive. Like, Jay knows my signature question. Every time we go on an investigation, I say, what color is your underwear? And it's so random, but I've gotten answers almost every time. But it's, you know, them kind of just seeing, okay, well, this person's lighthearted. So we're hoping to kind of bring more, to get more responses then when we're joking around and we're not talking about all the negative. I just did a tour last week at Hillview, and a child asked me about, you know, you guys tell us about so much dark stuff that had happened. And I said, you have to remember, every one of these places that had not such very nice history, just there's just an equal amount of good things that happened. And I said, and unfortunately, during a tour, you can't discuss all that. So I said, you have to remember, you know, in these places, they had parties, they had celebrations. So I said, what we do here is we try to give them names, we try to give them identities. But I said, no matter where you go, there was still some fun or some good memories that happened. And I think a lot of that's keeping the spirits there. There was some type of positive impact, imprint that left them there.
Would they have any mean spirits or relevant? Demonic. I just say mean spirits. I never had anything demonic in all the years that I have. Yeah.
Demonic is that word that gets thrown around so freely. Have we had negative entities? People are not very happy. Absolutely. I had a bad experience where I'm not going to say the location, but my vocal cords were paralyzed for a week. And I struggled with getting myself back to normal. And I was literally, I hate to say the word attacked, but something attached itself to me from the inside out. My whole body was shaking, couldn't speak. My friends had to carry me outside and get me grounded. And I think, Jay, it took me 5 days, 7 days, probably by the time I felt, you know, okay. Yeah. I was actually supposed to go to Moundsville that week. And I told you to need a break.
Yeah, we decided on that. Yeah, you needed that break after that.
Yeah.
You'd be draining, especially if you know, I do it for a while, and there's places I went to it the same way. There's this one bar is that Exton Township of PA? I think it was Exton. There's a bar there. And we were down basement, and I walked in the back of the basement. That's where I was burning up. They had legs on fire. I'm going, get me out of here. And when I started, I got sick. One day, last time, I felt better. But that time, we had one of our... we had a medium with us for a while. She was really good, but she did. We don't have one anymore. But she found out that... I didn't know, but that... of the house there that burnt down and messed up part of the family. I think was killed there. And I didn't know that, but we went back in and turned lights on. And up you can see, like, charred timber still on it. There's leftovers from the one with Dan put in there. So, sometimes I can feel that kind of stuff. I'm also susceptible to EMF. Also, so. And that can get to me also, but yeah, please. But. Yeah,
I said about my favorite that I biggest places. Oh, what about you? I know you're getting put on this. You're getting put on the spotlight now.
You both know this. You know you both did this to me.
Hey, I went first for the first time. Usually, I go Jay. You go.
Well, you want to be ladies first. That's what you want first.
Exactly. See, me and Scott, we agree on that.
But yeah,
Jay's always the southern boy.
Being very polite. I mean, this.
Jay's always polite. He's always the southern, good southern boy.
Oh, sweetheart.
My favorite place. I mean, oh yeah, you got me on the spot here. I'm going to have to say two of them. I really do. And it's, you know, I mean, at the moment, I would have to say Hillview and the Greene County pool farm, because they both had pretty much the same history, but once the pool farm ended, one just moved everything out. It was just an empty house. As Hillview, when that transition happened, they ended up making that into a modern nursing facility. And there's just so much difference in activity at both places. Like, you know, he'll be, you know, you run into your grumpy runs and, you know, you get cussed out. And, you know.
Normal.
You get told to get out a lot.
I get called their names.
I mean, we can go down to over to the Greene County pool farm and we can spend 10, 12 hours there, no problem. And when we leave and we'll start gathering evidence, usually it takes us a little bit to gather the evidence from them because we normally wait and go back like doing their little harvest festival that we have. Well, they have, not we. Oh, it's been a long day. So, and they ask us to come back and that's when we assume, you know, the whole staff, what we found from the last time that we was there. And it's always something different. And Hillview is the same way. It's different, but, you know, they don't really interact. I mean, we interact with them up at Hillview, and then the staff members down in the Greene County one would actually interact with them down there. And we got told numerous times when we leave, that place is so just peaceful. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, that's, you know, that's not what we expect. And they told me they had a group, like, 2 weeks after we left, and it took them 2 weeks to calm the activity back down. They were so aggravated with the way they was, you know, they investigated the place.
Wow. Those places should say a lot of things they shouldn't be there. I don't believe it had Ouija boards and or any kind of thing else or in that crap. I should be on the thing, and I'll be in check on that. And that'd be a rule. If that's it, you're out. You know, you paid money, you got to follow the rules. If you don't, you're out. Because that's just the way it should be. Because that provoking shit, I don't go for. So, I mean,
I don't care. Yeah, no. That's one thing I got to tell those guys. We just don't do that.
No. Some of my favorite places, especially... Is guy there here post town elementary school?
Never heard of it.
Post town elementary school in Ohio. Post town. Yeah. It's Ohio here.
Yeah.
It's there, hour down the road from me. I've been there two times. But you got one of the best events there ever throughout all these years. I'll tell you about it and I can quickly show you. It's like a 30-second. But they had this old wheelchair, and it had like an old bucket seat and leather, and in the auditorium or gymnasium, whatever you call it, they had basketballs, and they didn't even bounce really at all because they're mostly deflated. Well, just goofing off, the one guy put it on the chair, and then me and my other friend were sitting up, sitting down in the one room, get stuff together to go out and investigate. And they come down and say, "Did you move that ball chair?" We said, "What chair are you talking about? I mean, we didn't move from the spot, getting ourselves together to go." And they were, no way. And then so Bill, who had his camera rolling up there, he goes up and gets them and brings it back. Did we catch the song bitch going off a chair all across the floor? Yeah, I'll show you real quick. Oh my god, I get goosebumps. It was nasty. When I play it, you see that ringing on the chair. You'll see little like shiny parts. That's your IR bouncing off the metal part. Well, that's your baseball on the chair. And then it comes off with such a force, you can hear it bounce.
I was gonna say shuffle the screen, yeah.
Yeah.
That had such power.
It really did.
Had a little force behind it. It's kind of funny because the guy who owns the place, he's sort of sweetheart because the guy just got Ohio. Maybe set something up and we go. But that place is active. I get tons of shit out of that place. Tons. And, but, yeah, his nephew helps out a lot. He used to place, you know, together, because there's still sort of crack walls and that kind of stuff. And, but he saw that. I'm going to go back in there to be in there. Oh, you can be back in there. Yeah, but, yeah, we get lucky sometimes. And that was one of the better ones, but another place. Do you guys ever get up to New York?
Yeah.
Up in New York, a lot of places up there. Besides Tinsdale, there's also the Palmyra Historical Museum. That place is awesome. And they have like a Phelps General Store beside it, where a family, on that land there, a family burned to death at that spot, and they moved their general store on top of it. It was a general store and family home, and then we got over our best GPs there. They're upstairs, and the guys talked off to us. We didn't come along for the tour because he actually worked there as a volunteer, and they tagged all of us that night, and he was talking about some light on my computer flashing. But I had a USB stick in it, and it was like, you know, doing the blinking thing, and that's all it was. But after that, you hear EVP, and we never heard of it, and I play it back, and it sounds like it's saying, "Come on down with us." Really creepy.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll play it.
Was that Pennywise?
Oh my god, we see his voice. Here you go.
Hey, come on out. These guys came all the way from Pennsylvania to come and see you. Is that light just go out on that computer? Is there a reason that did that? Hey, come on out. These guys came all the way from Pennsylvania to come and see you. Did that light just go out on that computer? Is there a reason that did that?
Yeah, he kind of sounds like that.
I think it was Pennywise.
I know. If I would have heard that,
yeah.
If I would have heard that while I was there, I would say, "What?" But you know, but we get so lucky with stuff we get over the years. I mean, we get luck last days. I mean, we get tons of bees, but I mean, I don't even really register seeds anymore. I just now doing there, but we get tons of stuff. You know, I miss going out so much. I do.
Scott, yeah, Iron Island in Buffalo, New York. I've been up there 3 or 4 times. Iron Island Museum. It was a funeral home at one point. One of my best friends is a well-known psychic medium up there, Chelsea Gill, and she had taken me up there with a group of her friends, and we've gotten a lot of children running up and down the hallway. We've gotten a lot of cool interaction up there, but it's like small place that you only want to take maybe 5 to 10 people, but it's just amazing because there's so much history there. But that's right in Buffalo. It's a real cool place.
We've been to another place out here. It's the Mansfield Fire Museum. That place, it's also like one level for me because I'm a walker now. I have to get around with. Earlier, and so it's like one devil, and we get a lot of stuff out of there. I mean, we see the shadows all the time. From the weird claw, she was I'll set stuff up and shoot her, and she was now walking around, and she came back and she jumped. She was, "Damn it, you, Scott!" I'm like, "What?" And she looked in the corner. I'm down at the computer. She's she's running. She goes, "Jesus Christ, that scares me." And I see a lot of that. So like a man sitting there, look, they have one of the fire caps. I don't want to see a lot about it. Oh my gosh. I reached the shadows. Oh my God, all the time there. They used to dart back and forth to the fire.
Now is that near the reformatory?
No.
It's not.
No. Oh, it's not. I don't know, really, because
it's Mansfield.
I never. Yeah, it's Mansfield, but I think it's. I've been to both, but I like it with darkness. I mean, I have a GPS for that. Yeah, but I never got to investigate the humor door yet. I've been to two of the Paracons, and I was just at this past Paracon this year. And then in Pennsylvania, I took vacation back home for like about 13 days, I think we say. I got to go to Gettysburg Battle Bash while I was there. A lot of fun. So I got to do 2 this year.
Yeah, I didn't go down for that this year.
You and I were at Pennhurst Paracon instead of going to the other one.
That good to go to that one. It's not in PA.
It's in Eastern PA.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that was the same weekend as the Mansfield. So it was kind of hard. We had to
That's just weird planning. Yeah, that's just weird. Because where are you closest to, I guess?
We're right at the halfway point between both places, so... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think Mansfield's like an hour drive for me. Yeah,
the whole Pennhurst thing, that wasn't like a spur of the moment thing, you know, but me and my wife, we talk about it, and then we get down there, and we walk around, we, you know, got Jack Osborne's autograph and stuff, you know. And so we sat in this little Q&A panel, and the cat, you know, all the ghost hunters came up, you know, Jason, Steve, Tango, and Sherry, and Chris Williams. You know, they was up there talking. She told me, she looked at me and went, babe, if this is just as close as I can get to them, I'm happy. I'm like, nope. We drove 4 hours down here. Nope. We're going right in line. Let's go. So she got to meet those guys. I mean, it was cool for someone who pretty much took, you know, their technique and, you know, in my eyes, I think I made it my own way. And I think Caitlin could probably vouch for that. You know, everybody tells me that my technique is really unique.
Yeah. A lot of Dave was the 1 year across the US. So if it downstairs, it's at the Ohio Shore Tour, Procon, the first one I went to. And with downstairs, then they're still setting up. Usually, if you get there, they don't mind talking to you really at all. And I got to talk to Steve from Ghost Hunters for about 15 minutes. And he, oh my gosh, he is such a sweetheart. He is. Yeah. He's a nice guy. And I got a picture with him too. Kind of cool. And up there, people that are charged for it. And he, yeah, I don't go for that. You know, we came to see you, paying to come see you and watching your show. What you should do is, you know. And last time I got a picture with Energy Perron. She is, right?
Yeah.
I had her on my show last year.
She's
yeah.
a sweetheart.
Oh my gosh, I love her. I do.
I just saw her up in Michigan Paracon. I flew up for that this year. And then I knew I was going to Massachusetts, and I said, you know what? I said, I'm going to drive up to your – I refuse to call it the Conjuring House because I know it bothers her. Hmm. And I told Andrea, I said, I'm thinking about going up to your family farm for a day tour. And she was like, honey, I'm with you. She's like, please let me know if you enjoyed it. I'd love for you to see my house. So I did that like an hour and a half tour of that place, and it was just really cool to see the history there. Because they're so big on, there's so much, all the restorations that they had done and kept things natural.
Yeah.
It's a cool place to just, like, for me, I don't know if I ever want to investigate it, but I enjoyed seeing it and appreciating the history.
Yeah, I saw a special they happened to investigate this past year, or last year. But yeah, I had her own then. I read all of her books. Oh, I had it wrong, and they had that movie. Oh my god, it was the movie is for Scare Factor, yeah. But she was like, my mother didn't go chasing at her scissors. That never happened. None of this stuff happened. Lorraine and Ed Warren, they never did exorcism. They would never do one. So that in the movie was not real. Because I said to her, I said, man, she had to go to the premiere. You know, she had to. I said, part of a contract she had. She had to do it. And she came out and just was shaking her head. She, oh my God. What did they make her mouth look like? Like, I mean, I don't.
Meanwhile,
her
mother got attacked.
Oh, she did. Yeah, she got thrown across the room. That's true.
Yeah.
And they thought they lost her.
Right.
But, I mean, the other stuff, I mean, that they had in the movies, like, yeah, somewhat. I guess scissors aren't a few. You should never run the scissors.
Well, Andrea's dad punched
her head and
kicked him out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He was so mad. He's constantly.
Yeah, they got thrown out.
Was.
And he never came back in.
Yeah, no. See, and how it happened with some college kids were the ones that brought them there, and then they started doing the film. And so, oh my God! And after that, her dad was busy. Todd, they had to hold him back because he was going to go at him. I mean, was that before the first table move? That happened too, I think. But other than that, with, I don't know. Yeah. After I read her books. Do you guys read her books?
I have one, but that's one of those, her, she's so amazing. I know I have to spend a lot of time and really read and go with all the schematics and all the notes that she put in there. So I have it on my list of things I want to read, but I just haven't had a chance to dedicate.
I got them through I got the ebook online, Amazon Kindle. I can't see you there.
I bought mine straight from her. So
yeah, well, I didn't think about that when I was there because she was so busy talking to people and stuff. And I'm like, well, I bought one book there from a favorite author of mine. I don't know if I hear that. Well, how do you do that? After that, did you ever hear Mike Ricksecker?
Yes, I love him.
Yeah, I could. He's a hard dad, Ruffy. I would get there sometimes. He isn't busy anymore. But I got a new book. It's called Journeys Through Time.
Yep, I have it.
Do you?
Yeah,
you want to?
I actually read it and then I saw Mike at Michigan Paracon, and I said, you know, Mike, I love you to death, but man, you are too brilliant. I said, I can't understand half your things that you're writing, because he's just smart.
Yeah, he is.
That was the book you told me I really needed.
Yeah, because it's all time travel and all these theories.
All physics and yes. It's a good book. And the other one I have is just one time it's a Shadow book. I got that one too.
Yeah, I have that. And then he also has that. He has a movie about that documentary that Andrea Perrin's on. You can get it free through Tubi. It's called The Shadow Dimension.
Oh, I saw it.
Yeah, I loved it.
I have Tubi on my. I have a Roku.
I have to look that up.
Yeah, it's because he tours the house and he gets evidence, and he zooms with Andrea, so they're discussing a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
and it was like true stuff.
Yeah, when they were sitting around the table talking, and as she talking, and she good.
I've met him two or three times, and I have nothing but respect for him.
Every time I go to the paragraph, I pick one up, doing the Steamboat edition he had in years back. I got that one. He has tons of books. He's a good guy. I like him.
Now, if you get a chance, get the House of Wills from Daryl Marston. And
what's it called?
It's the House of Wills. Just came out.
Is that
W-E-I-L-S?
Say W-E-I-L-S or W-I-L-L?
W-I-L-L.
Okay.
Actually, give me one second. I think I have it right here.
Why is he She'll find
She's
it for
gone.
You.
Right there. House of Wills. And that's by...
Yeah.
Just talk amongst yourself.
She'll find it. Yeah,
Jay. Jay. How you doing, Jay? What's there?
I'm good. Oh, there she is. There she is.
Yeah. We thought we lost her. There she is.
Just left. You know?
I said I'd be right back. I was looking to see if I had
it. Attention.
Yeah. I'll stay out of your corner. Like, here she has. Here's America.
Yeah.
But that place.
Who's the author?
Daryl Marston. He was on the reboot of Ghost Hunters.
Yeah, he was a good guy too. We met him the year before last.
I've got to hang out with him quite a few times. And then Brian. I'm sorry.
What was his last name? I'm so worried about changes. What was his last name?
Marston. MARSTON.
Okay. All right. I don't know. Okay. And his first name's Daryl.
And then Brian Cano's Grains of Sand. Phenomenal.
I know who he is. I was going to have him on my show.
Yeah,
he's
like
a good guy. Brian Cano. Yeah, I think I had that one on my list. Grains of Sand. Yeah. Yeah, because I think he was at the last Pericon. I saw him.
Now each one of these guys should be sending me money for putting plugs in for them.
Okay, I'll kill one out for those two. Yeah, I'll look out for those.
Cantley knows them, so yeah, they are tossed a little bit of something, you know.
Yeah, thumb bone.
I'm gonna text Daryl after this and be like, hey man, just so you know, I put a plug in for your book.
Yeah, Jay's got a copy of it, so you know, come on.
Yeah, I've had authors.
Put his name on it.
I've had authors on too, so I usually give away one of the books.
Hey, all three of them, they have their books are great.
Yeah,
and I have a short attention span, so if I'm saying it, then saying I can actually pay attention to it.
Yeah.
Well, since you're plugging books, I got one for you. Another great friend of mine, knew her for 10 years. They have a woman named Ann Rule. She's a crime writer. Ann Rule, R-U-L-E.
I haven't.
Her daughter Leslie did ghost books, and she had the ghost. She had a ton, and she said I wanted a compilation of all her books that she did, and a few new ones. And I'm actually in the new one for my experience that Poots found at elementary school. What happened? And every is down at the end of the hallway, which is they had long hallways, and I was in what they call their bad teacher's room, and I was talking for a little too easy session, and then I like to sit there quiet, so I was sitting there for a while, and I heard this bang, what the hell, my son locker or something, and I like, I jumped, like, what the hell's that, and I sat there for a minute, so I was just taking one step in, and like 5 minutes later, she walks down to, we're just talking, not just now, I talked for the last 5 minutes. While we were talking, I said, well, did you hear a bang? No, there's no bang. I'm like, well, I picked a bang up on the recorder, and they never heard it. So, it's weird, it's like right beside you in there, and heard. So that experience was in her book, and that's I got cool. A picture or two.
That's pretty cool, yeah.
Yeah, I love her. She's cool. I'm going to get some more stuff for her next book together. Might have been there a year or so, or a little more, she's going to know one out. But she's awesome. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
If you search to her name's Leslie Rule. It's LESLIE and Rule, RULE. So get a chance to read some of her books. Yeah. So good. My favorite I think was our first one is Coast to Coast Ghost. That's a real good one. You should probably pick it up for a couple bucks. Or if you get the basic Amazon Kindle, it was down $2 a while back. I don't know if not. See that special going?
Well, I just put it in my notes to check out, so.
Oh, yeah, so you'll enjoy
it. You'll get it.
Really. She also did a true crime book, too. That was really good. Check out that, too. That was a good one. I have that one, too. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get to read that much.
Well, I've been doing my eyes good, but what I do is making Amazon or Kindle when you bring in. You have the option to do read. It'll read for you. So it just text the read. I'm doing that because I have not closed my eyes. So I just use that now.
I'll have to try that with my rest of my classes.
Yeah.
Come on. You can do it.
I'm about done.
Get done. Months. Well, almost.
I haven't done it.
All right. I'll think of the rest of it. I'll go to camp. Next for your team. Okay, investigation. Do you have any projects you're doing? Like, do you guys build stuff? Do you guys?
Well, I mean, one of our guys, Fred, he ended up making this Mosin detection box. And it's a neat little thing. And he calls it the Naps Trap. So what it is, I don't have it with me. It's actually down in my workshop in my basement. You know, I pretty much keep all that down there because I got no room up here. And so this thing's got two sensors on one side, you know, on these two sides. And you got one up front, and then you got one on top.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why he ended up putting that sensor on the top, just in case something goes over it, like one of these places got a people that like just crawling walls and stuff like that. And we ended up doing the paranormal conference up at Hillview. He brought it up there. He had it on. People was looking at it and stuff like that. And I asked him, hey, you know, you want me to, you know, I can take it. I can test it out. Do a video on it, do a video test when there's nobody around because I was working there that night anyway. He's like, well, yeah, sure, you know. So, like, every time I had it open, I would go down one of the MD hallways, flip it on, set it there, and I'm asking to come out. Nothing. Not a thing. I'm like, man, come on. I don't want to go just walk up and activate this thing by myself. So I told him, hey, you know, I asked him, you know, I'm going to be back up in a couple of weeks. Let me try it again. And sure enough, the second time now, we actually got it to go off by itself. So I was pretty happy there. And then they had it down at the that little festival down in Greene County at the Historical Society. We was in a little spot called the Dungeon. And I'm like, well, I want to try it there. Just see. It was daylight, and one of my new ones was eyeballing this thing, and I guess I left. It was at the time I left, took Bubby over to the Lego convention up here. Mm-hmm. I came back, and he was telling me, I think it was around that time, and he told me, hey, this thing's light, it's lighting up. I'm like, why is it lighting up? It shouldn't be lighting up. I was seeing shadows go across, and the room I had it in had a window that's kind of high up. And I was like, it's probably, you know, these people walking by just picking up the movement. Well, I'm sitting there. I'm kind of eyeballing, you know, got my head around the corner there. And this one walked by. The shadow went by from, you know, the portion on the outside, and it never came on. I'm like, okay, this is strange. And if it came on with, you know, nobody around it, then evidently something went in front of this sensor. Because I think after that, that's when the K2s was going off, the REM pods was going off. You know, that was just pretty much lighting anything up. And that's one thing about it. They like playing with stuff that lights up.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I'll show you something real quick that my friend made me. I'll show you something like Tech God Bill. Let me grab it here.
And we were talking midday when all that stuff was going on.
Yeah,
too.
It was. Yeah, like I said, I had to go. I ended up coming up and getting the head in the little band.
Yeah, he had to unplug it because it was going off so much, he said.
Oh, yeah, he was sitting right there watching. He does not get into this, not one bit.
Yeah.
And when that thing was going off, he went, that's pretty funny. Pretty funny. It's fun. You won't go with Dad, but, you know, you sit with everybody else. So, well, I see how you doing. You know.
Yeah, he made this music box for me. And it's pretty cool. Batteries are dead right now, so I can't play the sound, but it's called the Love Box.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, yeah.
It's a spiral top.
Yeah. Sounds
perfect. That thing is pretty. I test it, but 15 feet out, it sees it. And what it did, I'll show you the inside. It's the last one, too, that's all. But he made it with a parts over the 3D printer. To do the big short fit. But if you look at the side here, up here they have on and off switch and volume control. And then you can fit a USB here and you put any channel you want in it. So that's kind of cool. And then it has the battery pack here at the side.
Hmm.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
That's neat, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fred's the one that'll build the stuff. I'm just the one that will constantly buy stuff.
Well, you and Fred got a really good idea on how most of that stuff works. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
I like the motion detectors and stuff. I mean, but when it comes to hang-ups, I'm really not big on apps.
Yeah,
I actually scared the crap out of the guy up at the fire museum. The guy sat on the fire stoop of the fire engine, step up, and I forgot to turn off to his cellar, and he was firing. Him. Oh, I screamed, he was, God damn it, Scott! Sorry. At that time, he was playing the really creepy lullaby song. And then I just had it loaded with the chickadees. So I thought I'd try that.
My music box plays Nightmare Before Christmas.
Off school. Yeah.
And Carrie and Judy's plays Jack, what is it? Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
So I'll be the one that goes and buys, like, hey, this looks cool. I'm going to buy this. We'll see how it works. And then we all test it and just see, like, if we can figure out, you know, how often is it going off. When we put we had the proximity sensor, and we put it in a room with nothing in it in one of the rooms at Hillview, and just started going off on a live. And so we were starting to buy into it on, okay, well, this could be good on investigations. Scott Porter is a good friend of mine. He was on Ghost Asylum, and now he's on his new show, Secrets of the Asylum. But he, first time I hung out with him, he preached. He said, you know what? You can bring anything and label it a paranormal device, then you could charge four times what it's worth.
Well, so,
and then he said, you know what? Just look at an item. can you turn that into, like, what's it going to do? So I've been big on like, kind of improvising, Jay. Like, we bought the light strip that was just the motion sensor light strip, Walmart, $10. We used that on a few investigations, and that sucker just lit up. Like,
yep.
So we're kind of big on you don't have to spend
right.
thousands of dollars when you can look at something and say, you know what, I can make that work.
So,
where there's a lot of little companies that make stuff and they're only charging $90, $100 for a music box, and it's yeah. better quality.
Yeah. I found that creepy sound. I'll play it for you.
That would freak me out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be looking around corners on that.
Oh, well, that one that I bought, Dale has the Exorcist theme song.
Oh, yeah.
And he gets a kick out of that one.
But just trying down my Elm Street. That'd be a good one, too. Yeah.
I'll keep an eye out for that one.
Yeah. And they have the 1-2 Freddy that come from you. Oh my god. I'm too much. I'll stay on my foot of me. I don't want. I got my doggy. She helps me.
We all got dogs here.
Yeah.
Mine's on the other side of the door. We're good.
Mine's upstairs playing with my parents. He's good.
Mine's just fat and lazy, so.
Mine's getting there too.
Mine's young and crazy. You saw him last week. Doing a live last week with him, and I had him with like a 10-inch bully stick. He goes, okay, put the dog on. He said, here's Hank. He's laying on the bed chewing on this thing. What, 5 minutes later, he was done with it.
No. Oh,
Hurricane Hank.
Yeah. Actually, I had a picture of my dog peeking up during the show. It's funny. Yeah. Well, guys, want to wrap it up here? We're a little over time.
Well, we have a big fundraising event coming up for Greene County, November 3rd and 4th. Mm-hmm. We have Greene County Historical Society's Facebook. None of us are getting dime from this. All of it was done as a fundraiser because of Greene County. They are phenomenal people that run it. They're always really good to our team. So we decided to do a 2-day event with them. Jay, what is it? Night one is just the investigation. And then day two is investigation and like an all day thing.
Yeah. The second day on that Saturday is going to start at 3:00. They're going to be pretty much like us explaining, the different equipment. Then after that, there's like a gallery reading. And then after that, they're going to have dinner right there, from their kitchen that they used to use back in the day. And from 6-1, that's them just hanging out with us the rest of the night, just going all over the property.
Oh, that's like a blast.
It's going to be amazing. And we're actually having the people that take care of the place. They're going to be joining us, right, Jeff? Oh, yeah, so we got awesome trigger objects.
Oh, heck yeah.
But anybody's interested.
You have to do the experience with them chair. Put them real alone.
So if anybody's interested, go to Greene County Historical Society's Facebook or the NAPS Facebook, and we'll have the information there. But, anybody that's willing to come down and hang out with us, we're a good time, so are they, but you're going to get an amazing place that's not very easy to get into to investigate. And we're going to have a lot of different places. It's not going to be one building. So help out a museum and get to learn something about the poor farm, hang out with us. But most importantly, we're helping them out. And we're looking really, all of us are really looking forward to it.
Too bad I can't make it. I'm due for an investigation. I usually do the farm museum at least once a year.
We'll get you next time.
Yeah. Just like I find out when I'll vacation in Pennsylvania, and we can go do one together.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's one there, Hardman Mansion. It's a good one to go to.
I don't know that one.
It's in Bainbridge, Pennsylvania. Yeah. Cool. I will.
Have our dumbfounded faces on here.
No, I'm trying to how far it's out. I've heard of it though. Yeah.
We'll find it.
I've heard a lot of people talk about that place.
Cool.
Yeah, I saw first get 3 times. I get a lot of stuff out of there too.
Well then, Scott, you got to come with us. We'll go do an investigation. You sound like you draw a lot of stuff out.
I get lucky. Most definitely.
Yeah,
I get a lot of good stuff. In fact, I'm thinking about on Halloween night, not definitely, but I might do a best of EVPs show. Because I got those on.
Awesome.
We'll see. So I'll have a Tuesday for next week then. That's up for though. So. You guys are episode 81 now. So, October was 3 years for me. Podcast. So.
Congratulations.
So I could talk to like-minded people or not like-minded people. That's you talk to. But I like having paranormal investigators on because we all been there and also like newbies come on too because you're talking about stuff. So cool. Well guys, it was pleasure having you all night. I'll definitely get back on. Definitely.
Yeah.
Booked out November, and I'm taking December off. Then you break. And I'll come back in January. But, yeah. And I'm trying to shoot for May. Yeah, for his house. So, I don't know if you guys were interested in doing that. You did it already, right? You already did his house.
I've been there yeah. Twice.
Cool. All right, guys. We'll wrap up here, and if you want to, I will put the name of that page we're going to this weekend, the fundraiser, in the comments after I get through here for the link. And your link to your page after them. Yeah. Awesome.
Yes.
Excuse me. I'll start doing voice now. So next time, guys. Have a good night and happy haunting.
Yeah.